Good morning. How are you on another fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him. Thank Him. So, I woke up. I'm feeling better, thank God. But, you know, the weight, we work with a couple outside. There's a whole background into this, but I had to learn upholstery for our business. And I did, and was good at it, but I really, really disliked it. I mean, I really disliked that job. And we have finally found a really good contractor that I can work with, and we can work together, and I don't physically have to do the labor as much anymore, which I still do it, but not nearly as much. And I love that, and I really appreciate that. But once you start to rely on somebody else, and then all of a sudden you're dealing with all sorts of other things. And for those of you who manage people, you know exactly what I'm talking about, where you don't have the same type of control. So on one side, I don't have the same type of control that I did. On the other side, I really dislike the work. Well, yesterday we were having a conversation and lead times are starting to take a little longer than we like. And so I'm mentally going through this whole emotional wave of freaking out. You know, it's one of those things that like starts to weigh on me. I start to think about, you know, is this person going to get the job done? Are they going to get the job done? If not, what is the result of that? I'm going to have to do the labor. It just starts wigging me out. And so that's when you got to start putting the word into your mind. Now you can pray. Be anxious for not one thing, but in all things by prayers to God and supplication, which are prayers of personal need, with thanksgiving. Let your specific request be declared unto God, and the peace of God, surpassing all understanding and everything else, will guard and fortify your minds and hearts through Christ. So praying will relieve that anxious thought. I can't think about that. How are we right now? Where are we today? Stay focused. Better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the desire. It's better to focus on the sight of the eyes for what's seen thereby than the wandering of the desire. So it's the word of God that comforts the soul. Praying will get you, you go and you pray to God and ask Him to do things, and God hears you and will take care of it. But the word of God is that which renews and renovates your mind. But if you don't know the word, and if you don't know the specific spoken words of God, the reconnection, the reconnecting words of God, how can you reframe your mind? Then that's why I teach, because I know how to change my mind. I know how to stop the thoughts. I know how to get into the word. I know how to have faith. Having faith is believing specifically what you hear. Believing is having a firm conviction. Faith comes through hearing. You got to hear the word in order to have that faith. So the reason why I teach is because I found a way to calm my life down. And if you're living in a place where you don't have that peace from God, that spiritual peace, you got to start to read the word in order to understand the word and have it for yourself. And you don't need anybody to teach you. The anointing from heaven will teach you. It's biblical. And that's why I teach, and that's why you got to learn the word for yourself, period. I'm going to read a couple things today. I don't know how I got on a whole tangent. But if you go to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14, it says that we henceforth may be no longer children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight or the entrapment of deceit of men and the cunning devices or cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking truth in love, may grow up into Him in all things, who is the head, even Christ. You can't be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. You got to know the word, and you got to know the truth of the word. The New International is not going to teach you the truth of the word. It's watered down. Learning the King James Version, learning the English Standard, really the King James, but learning to read the King James is going to change. It gives you the actual doctrine of the word. And you got to know the doctrine. That way you're not swayed back and forth. You got to know the truth of the word. If you jump over verse 22, that we put off or put away concerning the former conversation or the former manner of life, the old man or the Adam nature, which is corrupted according to deceitful lust or the sinful desire, and be renewed. And this implies that the whole course of your life is now in a different direction, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind or your reflective consciousness. And that you put on like a t-shirt the new spiritual nature, that which after God is created in righteousness and of a truth, holiness. You got to put on the spiritual nature that God gives you. And if you don't know what the spiritual nature is, then it's time to start to read the word. Again, when you're born spiritually new, you have the connection with God. You have the Holy Spirit. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the mouth, or with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto safety and salvation and preservation. Once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you are sealed with the Holy Spirit. You are a new spiritual being. And there are gifts that come with that. But you got to put on the new spiritual nature. And that comes from the word. Once you have the word, you put that word on. And you start to clean out your thoughts. And start to put on the realness of this word. You're going to go through life and you're going to... I keep going over that Psalms 94. And I don't know why, but when I read it, it just stuck with me. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, it's thy comforts that delight my soul. You're going to have 1,000,000,000,000,000 thoughts, but the comforts that delight your soul comes from the word. You got to know the word for yourself. You got to know this stuff. It's going to create a peace in your life you've never had, period. Have a great day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray, you always pray to God with thanksgiving, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. You never pray to Christ, it won't go anywhere. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much. Just for everything you do for us and how you do it. I am very, very grateful for what you've given me, and I pray for the situation and what's going on with the business, and you just take care of all of that. I also pray for the movement of the warehouse, that this thing gets done and is a complete blessing, and it's continually smooth and the transition's nice. I also pray for just everything else that's going on with the booth, that we do the right thing when we go down to that show, and that you just give us a very, very clear direction whether we get the biggest one or not. And again, I just thank you for being able to go to you, and that you open those doors and you close those doors. And I pray for our country and for everybody in it, and just for all your believers out there, that you continually bless them. And I'm just very, very grateful for what your son did for us. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.